be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
What's up? It's Dawson Gamble, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello and good morning, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, or CFRC.ca if you're tuning in from anywhere else in the world. My name is Rue Mathur. I'm your host for this morning's CFRC Live Sessions, a show where we introduce you to incredible musicians making waves around Kingston, Canada, and the world beyond. This week, we had a truly special live session. We caught up with the Irish alternative and shoegaze band New Dad a couple of weeks ago. Singer, lyricist, and guitarist Julie Dawson came with my little team to Cops Records in Toronto for a quick interview that you'll be hearing on the show today, and we witnessed them play an incredible show that night at the Danforth Music Hall. We're playing you three songs recorded that night: Pretty, Heavyweight, and Misery, all taken from the band's latest album, Alter, their second album that came out last year. Julie walked us through the album. We talked about the album being inspired by their hometown of Galway, about feelings of homesickness, their feeling after playing a very successful Coachella set this year, about going independent, sticking to your guns as a woman in the music industry, and all the music that they have planned coming up next. New Dad are still on tour. If you happen to be out west and you really enjoyed listening to this today, they are playing in Vancouver on Monday the 18th of May at the Hollywood Theatre. You can find their music, details for tour dates, merch, everything on their Bandcamp page, newdadofficial.bandcamp.com. I hope you enjoy our conversation as much as I did. Thanks so much to Julie for taking the time. Thanks to New Dad for trusting us with their recognizable sound. Thanks to Cops Records for hosting us for this interview. And here it is. Awesome. We're here at Cops Danforth. I'm joined by Julie from New Dad. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You guys are so chipper. A nice time in Toronto right now?
Yeah. Really, really happy to be back here. We were here maybe less than a year ago, I think, but we really enjoyed it and just excited to play again because the crowd, I remember the crowd being really good here.
Yeah, I've seen the crowds, and like people here in general really like you guys as well. Like a lot of people have been really excited for this show.
Oh, I'm glad. That's a relief.
And it's been a few weeks that a little more than a few weeks that you've been on tour in North America. How's it been?
It's been great. I mean, it always flies, to be honest. Like, I think we've only got like 2 weeks left or something. But yeah, it's been really fun. Gotten to go to a lot of cities that we've never been to. So yeah, it's been nice exploring, and we've been doing the whole, like, we've been driving the whole thing, so we've done a lot of mileage, but it's just really cool drive around America, seeing all the different, like, landscapes. It's pretty impressive, I must say.
It is vast.
It's vast. It's vast as hell, yeah.
Does that feel a little bit like home in an odd sense? Because I feel like when you talk about Galway, you also talk about how, like, vast and open and kind of empty in places it is.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like, I suppose, the closest I've seen to... like seen to what we're seeing, like just like mass, just like hills and hills and hills and stuff, would be like the west coast, like Connemara, which is like an hour from Galway City, where I'm from. But yeah, still so different. Like it was our first time in the desert, and that was really crazy. A snake came up and drank out of the pool in the Airbnb, and we were like, oh my god,
in the Airbnb.
Yeah,
wow,
we were so buzzing. But yeah, no, it's cool. We've seen a lot of cool stuff.
And while you were out west, you were at Coachella. That's where we last saw you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's live streamed and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was definitely like a very surreal experience, because it's like you see it on your phone for since however long it's been running. Mm-hmm. And then you go there and you're like, oh, it's like I'm on my phone, because it's just like stepping into Instagram. But no, our show was really great. The tent we were playing was really fun. Yeah, just a mad experience. Definitely, like, felt different to other festivals we've been to, you know?
The scale of it, right?
The scale of it,
coming back and doing it the second time round and everything.
Yeah, it's so strange. But no, we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you've been touring your album, Alter. It came out last year. Such an interesting album, because I feel like when we listened to your debut album, Madra, it kind of put you guys in, like, the shoegaze category. And then this time, it's like you tore up the rule book. You were like... well, you're going to make a much more expansive album, it sounded like, because there's so much other stuff going on in there, a lot more alternative sounds.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I guess, like, with Madra, but it was kind of like a collection of our of works from, like, the first 4 years we started the band kind of thing. And then when it came to making the second one, we just knew we wanted to do something different, I guess. Like, it's fun to... I think that's what I always love in an artist is when they, like, can do something different on every record that they make. But no, I think, yeah, it comes in waves, I suppose. Like, I'm sure we'll make something more similar to Madra again, but yeah, that was just kind of what was happening at the time, I suppose. Yeah.
And one thing that I got from the album was that there was a lot of themes of kind of homesickness, of reflecting on being away from home. And I guess when you guys wrote Madra, or a lot of the songs that you wrote, which were even before Madra came out, you were in the middle of such a moment of change, like moving to London, in the middle of this almost like firestorm where you got signed, you guys were getting really big, you had all these shows. All the same time, it was also still lockdown. So it was kind of like everything's happening, but also nothing's happening.
Yeah, it was definitely strange because we like, when we started getting any like attention, it was during all that time where we were locked down, and we'd barely played any shows. Like, we'd only played in Galway, we'd had no experience with live at all. And then when we got out, we had a sold out tour, and we were like, oh no. Like, we were like, really had to work at it. And it takes time, you know, getting your live show right. It is just, it's a process. But yeah, it was definitely mad to come out of it, because when you're just looking out on your phone, you can't really take it in. And then you go to a room and there's those people there in a place you've never been, and they're singing the words actually, so you're like, oh, what does this happen?
Yeah.
But no, it's amazing.
But yeah, next thing you know, you're on the Coachella stage that you watched during what
I know. I think I don't know if it's hit me yet. Like, it's such a, like, you know, bucket list, obviously. It's an honor to get to play it, like, but yeah, it's still, I think I'll look back, maybe I'll look back when I'm 80 and I'll be like, I played Coachella, but I'm not there yet.
And certainly that's in the bag, you know?
Yeah.
But then on the idea of like homesickness and everything, you've had a few years to almost like put some distance between all of that happening, moving to London. And it feels like on Alter, you're able to almost like reflect on it in some ways. Like, you're looking back and you're able to write this record that's obviously very personal and like about your experience. But it also feels like it's kind of more generally like a reflection on this idea of like moving away or sort of drifting apart from something that you've known all your life.
I appreciate you saying that. It is definitely like, I think, less insular in a way, like, whereas Madra felt like reading a depressed teenager's diary, this was more like, what is my place in the world as like a 20 something year old? Where do I want to fit into all of this? And yeah, it's a thing that so many people can relate to, is being away from home. I'm very lucky to be like, I'm only in London, so it's not even that bad. But it's, yeah, the missing home is a really, it's a tough thing, you know. It's a tough feeling, but I know it has resonated with loads of people, obviously.
I feel like almost when you look at an album like that in context of something like where we are right now, 2025, 26, it almost kind of becomes like an immigrant album in some ways, if you know what I mean.
I totally do,
Like, to put that, to have an album like that, I feel like its meaning almost changes over time, like once you put it out there.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, and like, we've like traveled very far with this record, and like, these songs have resonated with so many different people all over the world. And like, you know, the Irish, we're all immigrants, you know, it's kind of in our blood. So for it to, yeah, for it to mean something like that, it would be amazing.
This next song is about our lovely hometown of Galway in Ireland, which is almost as nice as Toronto. That's our one venue, it's a good one. This next song, we'd like to dedicate it to all of you tonight because you all look so pretty.
On Other Side, like, that's the opening track of the album. You open it, like I said, very different from how Matra sounded.
Yeah.
You have this, like, this synth riff that almost kind of, like, is a statement piece in a way that you're like, this album is not going to be Matra 2.0.
Yeah.
Otter is its own thing.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were definitely, that and that song as well, I feel like there was no other place for it. Like, it couldn't have been in the middle, like, it could only exist as an album opener. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And yeah, it is definitely a big tonal shift, but I'm happy we chose that.
I hear that in the lyrics too, like, it feels like we're past the Matra era, where I think I've written down the lyrics so that I don't forget them, but you've got the lyrics on there that go, I don't know what, but something's died, I think it may have been a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, that was the old era, and now you're in, like, the alter era, and mm-hmm. everything else is kind of like a memory from before, and it comes yeah. back sometimes, but, like, you're living in the now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. It's like I'm kind of reminiscing less, I suppose.
From moving from, like, that idea of, like, homesickness to, like, where does it go next for you guys?
That's a good question. I'm still kind of figuring it out, I think. Like, we've been writing a lot more, and I guess even again on whatever the next project is, I want it to be, again, less insular and more, like, I try to notice things more, just like day-to-day mundane things. I feel like the songs I really love and the artists I really love are, like, experts at doing that. Like, people like Adrian Lenker, it's like they can talk about, like, something so normal and make it sound so beautiful and, I don't know, poetic, I suppose. But yeah, I think on this, the stuff I've been writing recently is more, I'm trying to draw inspiration again from a completely different place, because, I mean, there's only so much you can say about, I miss my mom and my dad, you know. Yeah, so it's, just trying to push myself, I suppose, a little more.
So it's a bit more on the, like, romanticising the everyday side of things.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I would like it to be.
I mean, I'm listening to the new song, Kick the Curb. Mm-hmm. What's happening there? Like, that's kind of your post-alter thing, almost.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it was kind of like, with the new music, we wanted to just go back to, like, the way we started making music, which was literally just in our bedrooms and kind of, like, yeah, I guess we kind of missed being as hands-on as with it as we were in the beginning. So with Kick the Curb, it was kind of like just us on a laptop and the help of Liam, who's another amazing artist. And yeah, I guess we were kind of trying to bring back the, like, childlike wonderment we had when we began it all. And we were like, this doesn't matter. We're not making this for anyone. But no, I'm glad that people are liking it. And yeah, again, I don't know if that's what the next record is even going to be, but I think it was good for us to just kind of come back to ourselves in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, when you started with Matra, you kind of, like we were saying, you're pushed into this new world of, like, the music industry almost.
Yeah.
And, like, you were thrust into it so fast.
Yeah.
And I heard on some of the songs, even on Altar, that you're kind of, like, learning to put your foot down a bit more and, yeah. like, push back on stuff and almost, like, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important for other people to hear that, I feel like, because I'm listening to that and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I should do that too, yeah. you know?
And this is the thing, like, I'm just definitely still learning to be more, like, assertive or more just, like, not feeling bad to, like, create, like, boundaries with people and things like that. I think it's a very important thing to learn to do, especially as a woman and stuff. And yeah, I'm getting there. Slowly but surely, I'm becoming more of a dick.
Well, which is, like, fair enough, right? Because yeah. even if you were the most, like, reasonable person, there's still going to be someone out there who's like, oh, yeah, like, you're difficult to work with because you're reasonable.
Yeah, no. And I mean, Liz, I don't know, Lizzie, am I all right to work with? Do you like
me?
No, but it is, I'm glad that you feel the same and that you're like, I think we all just need to be able to stand up for ourselves more, you know?
Yeah.
the song Rubash for that. Like, it has this, like, burst of energy. Like, that and Misery, both of them have, like, this rage on it as well. Yeah. That I feel like the contrast between that and, like, the slower sections on some of the album, it really makes you sit up and, like, pay attention to that part so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like those, it was, like, those songs, it wasn't even things I was feeling, but it was, like, I want to push myself to be, like, the most cynical, like, an like irritated version of myself that I could be just on this, because it was fun, but it was also definitely cathartic to be like, oh,
you know. Let it all out.
But yeah, no.
And now after Alter, and very recently you've left Atlantic Records. You guys have gone independent. What kind of made that move possible, and like, why did you want to go independent?
I think it wouldn't surprise people to hear that we're not maybe fit for a major label. And that was kind of just the reality. The people we worked with were really great, but it was just like, definitely they wanted something different from us and we wanted something different from them. But I guess, I think you see a lot more people becoming independent now. And even though it's obviously trickier financially and stuff, it's, we've got such a great like fan base, and like we have the honor to be able to still come out. Like, we didn't have to cancel this tour, so we're in a very good position, you know. We're really grateful for that. And yeah, I mean, it's the people that come to the shows that are the reason that we get to do that. So
yeah, you've put in the groundwork and people have been coming out.
Yeah, exactly. You. I mean, it's still a surprise, but no.
I also wanted to ask you about like where all the album has been taking you. So it started with Madra. Obviously, people have stayed on. Like, I think you guys almost started the trend of, not trend, but like, it's a good thing to see like more artists going further out east, because I feel like with tours, it's kind of been like you do a bit of Europe, a little bit of the US, maybe one Toronto show.
Yeah.
And like, you guys have been playing a lot more in China, and I've seen like other bands booking like a lot more extensive Eastern tours as well.
Yeah, it's great to see, because like, as well, that was the thing that we felt when we went out, especially to China. It was like how grateful the people were for us to be there. And like, that was, they were the people that were really opening up to me and being like, this music has done so much for me. And they just really appreciate you being there, because and literally when we got back, I was just saying to every band, I was like, you need to go to China. It is the most fun you will ever have on tour. The crowds are incredible. And yeah, I hope we just get to go to more places. Like, you don't want to just be kicked around the UK and Ireland for the rest of your life. Like, all the most amazing experiences we have had have been out there and stuff. So hopefully we'll get to tick off a lot more places on the list, you know.
One of the places you guys got to tick off was Rockfield Studios for recording the debut album. Yeah. Like, what happens when you walk into a place with that much history?
There is definitely a strange energy in the air. Like, it just feels, it's so remote, and it's like, you're just there and you sleep there and you eat there and you go into the studio and it's just like all encompassing. And it's like in the middle of the Welsh like countryside. It's gorgeous. But yeah, it's definitely, it felt very inspiring being there, like definitely more so than when you go into like a studio in London and it's like, then you're like, I have to get the last tube and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, you're not thinking about any of that. You're just totally wrapped up in this music bubble. And then you like leave a month later and you like feel crazy and like you've forgotten how to communicate with the outside world. But it's still kind of an amazing thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then from that to the more stripped down bedroom stuff that you said was also on songs like Kick the Curb. Mm. What's coming up next for you guys?
We're writing a lot. Like, we kind of have the bulk of what I think will be the next album written, but we're just trying to figure out what the sound is, I suppose. And obviously we've been focusing on this tour, but we're going to have a little bit of a break from touring because we've done quite a bit over the past few years.
Yeah.
So I think, we're going to give ourselves time to make sure we're really happy with the third record and we know what the sound is and everything. But I'm excited to just explore it a bit more, because with the last record, it was very much like, get the second record done, you know, and I was like, I wanted, that was me as well. Like, I was like, we need to get the second record done. But I'm like, okay, look, we've got a good catalogue. We'll just keep like feeding stuff out. And I mean, that's the most fun part. Like, writing the music and releasing it is amazing. I mean, there's so many amazing bits. But yeah.
And people will wait and it'll be worth it, you know?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we want to just keep trying to get out like at least a song every 2 or 3 months, you know, just keep putting stuff out there because we're sitting on so much that we could just put out. And again, our fans are so great. We have such a good foundation there that, you know, we want to be able to give something like and not make people wait like a whole 2 years for our next album or something.
Amazing. Yeah. And you're playing a show at Danforth's tonight. We're recording part of the set, so people listening to this will get a taste of the live experience as well. What's the one thing people need to know for tonight's show?
Well, we're going to be doing a fun cover. And I don't know. Big room, big energy, we hope. Yeah, I'm just excited. It's a Monday night, but I think we can get it out of them.
I think so too. Awesome, Julie. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, I feel like we could do this all day.
Yeah, I know. That was really nice.
Thank you. Hey, it's Julie from New Dad, and you're listening to CFRC Radio.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death From Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC
Queens Radio.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. But in this week's episode, we've got something special in store for you. We caught up with local visual artist and graphic designer Lorraine Seguin of Wild Rain & Co. about her new wonderful collection, Small Town Big Sound, Kingston Musicians Coloring Book. A fun book featuring about 50 local artists from right here in Kingston. After our conversation with Lorraine, we'll also listen to some great local music featuring artists included in the new collection. Let's jump right in. Thank you for joining us. When you're gonna go away. Welcome, Lorraine. Thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown.
Thank you so much for having me, Dinah.
So, Lorraine, I've known you for decades, but maybe the community would like to learn more about you. Tell us about yourself and your work as a visual and graphic artist right here in Kingston.
Well, I'm a local high school teacher. I'm a substitute, and I cover a lot of art, graphic design, photography, and special education. But on the other side of me, when I'm not teaching, I'm a visual artist and graphic designer based in Kingston. I've been creating art since a very young age, and over the years, it's grown from a passion into both my career and creative outlet. Most of my paintings are rooted in the use of bright colors and creating both representative and non-representative pieces that are inspired by nature. I'm really drawn to organic shapes, landscapes, textures, and the emotions that nature can evoke. So both as an artist and graphic designer, I love creating work that feels expressive, energetic, visually engaging, while also telling a story and creating a connection with the viewer. Interestingly, graphic design became a bigger part of my life through teaching. I was given an assignment during the pandemic where I had to teach graphic design. So I began teaching myself design software like Adobe Illustrator and Adobe Photoshop. And what started as a learning for the classroom quickly became a creative passion of my own. I really fell in love with graphic illustration, and I've started doing that way more than painting. It's also, you know, the cleanup's a lot easier. So I first created my own business logo, and from there I began designing logos for like my sister's sports teams and sports teams for schools and other people in the Kingston community, FRC and David Burling. And then I did an album cover for Tom Savage. So it's been amazing to see how my skill has grown and opened up opportunities to collaborate creatively with other people.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And now let's hear a little bit more about your local business, Wild Rain & Co. Tell us more about it.
So yeah, like I said, alongside my teaching job and my design work, I also run my local business, the Wild Rain & Co., and we create graphic t-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, mugs that are mostly retro-inspired feel. The designs are colorful and nostalgic, and they're heavily inspired by art and nature and like vintage aesthetics, especially with the use of fonts. The business really allows me to combine my love of illustration, graphic design, and wearable art into something that people can enjoy and connect with in everyday life. So I love, there's, you know, a wide range of stuff from humorous stuff to more serious or just illustrations of animals. So one of my favorite parts of running Wild Rain & Co. is being able to create unique pieces that feel personal and creative while also supporting local art, small business, and the community.
All right, buddy. Now, tell us about your very new collection, just recently released, the Small Town Big Sound Kingston Musicians Coloring Book. Let's hear more about it.
Well, It's very bigly in story, mostly inspired by my love of both art and the incredible music community here in Kingston that I've been involved with since I was a teenager. Kingston has such a rich musical history and so many talented local musicians, and I wanted to create something that celebrated that creativity in a unique and accessible way. What's interesting is that the idea actually started completely randomly. A musician from Toronto had seen the album cover design I had done for Tom Savage and reached out through social media wanting something very similar, but without any color, so that he could include a coloring page with their next album release. Mm. So to figure out the process, I decided, oh, okay, well, I've got tons of photos of musicians. So I grabbed a picture of Billy Feely that I had, and just to see how long it would take me to do the illustration without the coloring. And so I gave the guy a quote and never heard back from him. So in the end, the musician never got back to me, but I had this piece of illustrated, you know, a musician of mine and a friend of mine. And I was like, hey, this is an interesting idea. I wonder if I could make more of these and turn it into a coloring book. And that's how it all started.
Mm.
And I think it's a unique way to celebrate Kingston's music scene and the creative community. And so the project just grew, and it took me over 2 years, almost 2.5 years, to complete the 50 illustrations and backgrounds that are sort of designed based on like antique wallpaper. So each piece was carefully created to capture the personality and energy of the individuality of the musicians, while still keeping it an engaging coloring page for people who love to, you know, reduce their stress that way. One of the biggest challenges was actually finding strong reference photographs to work from. And as much as I'd like to be able to go to every live show in Kingston, that's just not possible. And because of the style of illustration, I needed images that weren't too dark and didn't have blurry sections or missing details. So I have to give a huge shout out to like all the professional and amateur photographers who generously gave me permission to use their photographs as reference images for the book. Their work played such an important role in helping bring these illustrations to life. So some of those photographers were Madeline Clark from the Toucan, because she organizes all the live music there, that she's able to get some great shots. Molly Cohen, I think, has 3 or 4 pictures of hers in there. Jonathan Sugarman was great at bringing some historic sort of photographs, especially of Joe Chitlin, because I really wanted to include him in the book. Virginia Maria Meeks has also said, you know, any photograph of hers I'm able to use, which is, you know, just so heartwarming that people love this project so much. And also Gregory Cox has also given me a lot of photographs to use. So I'd say about 50% of them at least are mine, but then having the other photographers help out has just been amazing.
That's wonderful to hear, and really exciting that it's a coloring book too, so people can add their own color to the art as well. What a fantastic idea. I'm so excited to get a hold of one of these myself. Now, word on the street, Lorraine, is that there is a big party launch coming up on May 23rd. Can you tell us some details about this event?
Yeah, I thought it would be very apropos to have the book launch at the pub where most of these photographs were taken. So the book launches from 2 to 5 p.m. on May 23rd at the Toucan. So we're going to have a small sound system set up downstairs. We're going to have Tim Sheffield is going to be hosting. And we have a few other musicians playing, like Stephen Stanley, Bon Evans and Laura Richards are going to play some songs. Matt Hanlon, Tom Stewart, and who else do we have? Vander Horden is going to be playing. So we've got a great lineup of musicians, and maybe some other people will stop by and play a couple songs. So I think in that 3 hours, that'll be a good time to get your coloring on. I'm going to be bringing a new set of 120 pencil crayons so people can borrow my pencil crayons and color at the scene, or pick up a book for their friends, or they make great presents for birthdays or Christmas.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can't wait, buddy. This is so exciting. And now, outside of the big Toucan release party on May 23rd, do you have any other local events that you'll be participating in this spring?
Well, unfortunately, as a neurodivergent artist and creator, and this project being on my lap for a little while, I forgot to apply to stuff. So I don't have anything booked, but I have been participating lately in the Princess Street Promenades in front of Total Diva Boutique and Spa by Clergy and Princess Street. So I've taken part in 2 or 3 of those, and I'm planning on doing so in the future. So you can catch me there, and hopefully I'll be signing up for some sort of late summer events as well, if I can. I know I have something in September at the Ken Garrett Memorial Park in Inverary. So they do two fundraisers every year. And the first one was last weekend that I was too busy to partake in this time, but we'll be there in September for sure.
And now, outside of events, how can people actually get a hold of your book, let alone other great art that you do?
Well, my artwork is currently on display at Total Diva Boutique and Spa. All the spa rooms there have my artwork in it. And so far, two stores have decided to carry my book. So we have Martello on Brock is carrying them. They also do free delivery within the Kingston area. So if you go to their online shop, you can pick one up that way and they'll drop it right to your door. And also most recently, it's the Minotaur, which is my favorite shop in Kingston, downtown Kingston, right beside the Toucan. They'll be selling the book as well.
Fantastic. And also, how can people keep up with the latest news about Wild Rain and Co. from you, whether on social media or your website?
Well, I don't have a website yet, but you can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook at Wild Rain and Co., and I'm on Instagram as well. I use other medias, but way less often. So I think Instagram and Facebook are the way to message me, and you can always do local pickups for books. I live right downtown Kingston, and that's how I've been doing it since the book started arriving April 20th. So we've had a few weeks of just people dropping by and picking up the art, picking up the books. And I've been giving the musicians a discount as well, so they can offer them as merchandise for their events if they like to. And a few artists have decided to do that. They've been having some great sales. So that's really good to hear.
Fantastic. Lorraine, anything else to add before we wrap?
No, I can't think of anything other than please come out on May 23rd and have a good time.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Lorraine, for joining us here on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown, chatting with us about Wild Rain and Co. and sharing so much about this wonderful new collection of yours, Small Town, Big Sound, Kingston Musicians Coloring Book. It's such a wonder. I can't wait to get a hold of one myself. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dinah.
I'm the king of the deadbeats. And you're the queen of the cheap seats. We're gonna spend all the money that our landlord needs from you and me. We'll wear our fanciest clothes and walk out in the snow and north of the main drag where the cab drivers drink alone. Let's go dancing in the dark bar. Out of town, they've got a bomb, they'll come back, and they're playing too loud. But I'm getting paid at midnight, and all those other bills can wait. I'd rather spend my night dancing in the dark bar with you. I'd rather spend my night dancing in the dark.
for a reminder of the night before. I'm gonna carry you home when you can't walk anymore. Let's go dancing in the dark bar on the darkest side of town. They've got that Bon Jovi tribute band I hate so much, and they're playing too loud. But I'm getting paid at midnight, and
snow in Central Park's a little boring, baby. Let's skip rocks off the river where your memory gets hazy. Me, I'm just jaded, overstimulated, I guess. Subway rumbles underneath the city. The hair in your face makes you look kinda pretty. The smell of perfume masks the smell of smog. And my friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. My friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. Hollywood Hills are getting kinda lonely, and life really sucks when you blow all your money, and everyone's electric, and everything's eccentric too. Like a lost soul who's leached on to summer. Every day it rains, it feels like a bummer, except for the odd rainy day in June. And my friends are curious how I became delirious to you. And my friends don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you. With you. With you. With you. With you. Don't get my mood. All they know is I'm so in love with you.
To the hand that gave it life. A planet made of miracles is broken into pieces, souls stolen from the ones who know the land is on our side. Power is fixated on controlling what is powerful, too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life.
over time, a child of the sunshine, with light in her eyes, and she's trusting a heart that's been broken in two. What have we done to you? Hole in the beginning, we are.
And thank you again to Lorraine Seguin of Wild Rain & Co. for joining us here on CFRC to chat about Small Town Big Sound Kingston Musicians Coloring Book. You just heard some great music featuring musicians included in that collection. Nick Lennox was one of those artists from the band Wilderness. We heard Dancing in Dive Bars. We also listened to Hard to Hold by Emily Steele and The Deal, a new single called Brooklyn by Seth W.J. Hunt, and some great music from Savannah Shea called Winter Magnolia. Mark your calendars for a fun night of coloring and live music at the Toucan on May 23rd at Lorraine's Book Launch event. And just a reminder that local musicians can get featured on our social media and airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And give us a follow on Instagram as well at CFRC Music. For now, we're going to end our show with Middle of the Night by Bon Evans appearing at Lorraine's May 23rd event. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Now let me tell you just what I wanna do. I know it's too late, but I wanna wake you up too. Oh baby, feel a calling like we have through the day. Oh baby, I've been running.